You're listening to the Mindful Marketing Show podcast, episode 35.
Welcome to the Mindful Marketing Show with Kimberly Maska. You are about to be empowered as we teach you the best marketing strategies used by today's spiritual entrepreneurs. Get ready to share your message and inspire people worldwide.
Hello, I am Kimberly Maska, your Mindful Marketer, and I would like to welcome you to the relaunch of the Mindful Marketing Show, the podcast for spiritual entrepreneurs who are ready to change the world with their gift and have a business that reflects their authentic self. To celebrate the relaunch, I have a free gift for you. It is the Jumpstart Your Spiritual Business Guide. In it, you will find all of the tools you need to, well, jumpstart your spiritual business and create an abundance of time, money, and freedom. Don't wait to share your gift with the world. Get your copy of Jumpstart Your Spiritual Business today at mindfulmarketingshow.com. Now, before we jump in, this episode is brought to you by Kickstart Cart, my shopping cart of choice for myself and my clients. It has everything you need to create the business of your dreams with passive income, or as I like to call it, making money while you meditate. Picking the right shopping cart for your business is a big deal, and it can be very confusing. So what I have done is created a free workshop for you to help you through the decision-making process. You can find this free shopping cart workshop at mindfulmarketingshow.com/kickstart. That is mindfulmarketingshow.com/kickstart. Now let's listen to this episode. Enjoy. Hello and welcome. I am Kimberly Maska, your host of Mindful Marketing, the podcast where today's mind, body, spirit thought leaders discuss the latest strategies to build your business and take the icky out of marketing. Joining us today is Rosemary Heenan. In 2007, Rosemary had her hands analyzed to learn about her life's purpose. When she learned her life purpose was to be the healer with heart, she took a huge leap of faith and left a secure job to develop her coaching practice full-time. That took a lot of courage because she was nearly 60 years old at a time when most people are thinking about winding down their work lives and not beginning a new career. Today, Rosemary is happy to be on a new path as the Miracle of Money Mentor, where she can truly help people to live their life purpose and be financially successful. Well, hello, Rosemary, and welcome to Mindful Marketing. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks, Kimberly. I'm really excited to be here.
Fantastic. So I would love to hear your personal story and journey and how you became the Miracle of Money Mentor. And I love the name. So how did you go down that road?
Well, it's a really long story, so I'll do my best to tell a condensed version. I was a college professor of early childhood education for over 30 years. And in 2002, I started to work with Debbie Ford. She's now passed away. Debbie was a New York Times bestselling author, most well-known for The Dark Side of the Light Chasers, but she wrote many other books. And I took the training with Debbie in 2003 and 2004 to coach in her work. First, the integrative coaching, and then secondly, the best year of your life coaching. So I was struggling to build a business because I was still teaching, and I found that I would gear up to do marketing over the summer when I wasn't working, and then I would gear down in the fall and do almost nothing as the school year got busier and busier. And then in 2007, one of my colleagues from Debbie's training offered a teleseminar with a lady named Beth Davis, who does hand analysis readings. And she said that if you were to get your hands analyzed, you would know who your target market should be for your coaching business. So I signed up, listened, got a hand analysis reading, and when I got the reading part of it back from Beth, I sat there with my jaw hanging open, just amazed at how well she knew me based on my handprints and primarily the fingerprints. And so that led me to make a decision because she told me my life purpose was to be the healer with heart. And a healer in hand analysis is related to communication, and it's about coaching, helping people, setting a space that's very, very safe for people so that they feel comfortable with you, telling you their innermost thoughts. And that was my favorite part of teaching, was helping my students one-on-one, making them feel good about themselves and all of those kinds of things, which I still think are a really essential part of teaching. However, that's not the, you know, the designated purpose for which you're getting a salary. So I said, okay, that's it. I'm going to take the plunge and retire and go into doing my coaching full time, because I really know this now for sure. If my hands are saying this, it has to be true. I have to go and do it. And so I gave myself another year so that I could get some plans in place. And then I retired in 2008. And I went on to study with Beth, and I learned to do hand analysis myself. And then when I retired, I started developing that part of my business as well. So I was offering coaching and I was offering hand analysis readings, but I wasn't making enough money to be able to stay in business. And I struggled for a couple of years, and then I was on a call with David Nagel back in the fall of 2011, and David was telling, on this call, he used the principle of the law of polarity, and that is that if you have a need, the means to make it happen has to be there right at the same time. And there was a profound sense that came over me of, oh my gosh, that is truth. I just knew it within every fiber of my being. And I said to myself, okay, I need to go and study with this man because he has the answers that I'm looking for. And I knew going there, I would find them. So I went to his event in Salt Lake City in the following February. And at that event, he announced that he was opening up a coaching program where people could study with him and then teach and coach his material called The Miracle of Money. And so I did that within a month of being in Salt Lake City. And I then came home and jumped on another plane, only I flew first class this time to Dallas, because David told us that if we flew first class and stayed in a beautiful hotel, it would change our perception of ourselves. And I have to say that was a very true experience. It really did make a difference being at the front of the line when it came to going on the plane and sitting right in the front row. That was really spectacular in my experience. So that's what happened. I took the training, I came home, and I just launched. And David was very generous in saying to us that we could use that training in our business in whatever way we saw fit. And for me, I knew my strength was in teaching because I had all those years of experience. So I went out and spoke around in the community. I spoke to as many people as I could, and I shared a little bit about what would be in the program. And I started 2 8-week training programs right after that. And I did those over the late part of April and into May, and we finished up around the end of May. And right after that, in the middle of June, my house burned down.
Oh my goodness.
And it was because I had the CDs in my car, which wasn't hurt, and I kept listening to those CDs over and over and over again. This is the CDs of David's Miracle of Money program. I was able to remind myself at the beginning of that experience and keep on reminding myself that everything that happens is for our good. And so I just kept putting that in front of me as much as I possibly could, so that I wouldn't let that take away my spirits or wreck my business or anything like that, and help me to be strong throughout the whole aftermath. And that was really effective for me. So everybody was reaching out to me through Facebook and through all the community, because I had been teaching for so long, so I was connected with the retirees, and I was connected with all kinds of people, women's groups in my city and everything like that. And people were saying, okay, so how can we help you? How can we help you? How can we help you? And I realized, well, the best way you could help me is help me get back to work, because my friend had taken me in because my daughter, who lived upstairs in the house that I was living in, she used the rental house that the insurance company gave us, and she had a cat, and I was afraid of cats, and she also smoked. Mm-hmm. And I didn't want to share the space because it wasn't divided the way our house had been. So it wouldn't have worked for us to be living. It would have been both of us in a small house instead of each of us having our own apartment. So I stayed with my friend, and I didn't need physical stuff because things were coming back, and I had a house to live in and everything. But I did have this passion to keep on going with my business. And so I quickly got a group. I had three people that wanted to start. So I set up one for three people. And then I, towards the end of that, started marketing to another audience out in the county. And I set up two subsequent groups after that. So within 7 months of taking the training with David, I doubled my previous year's business income, even though the fire happened during that time. So I saw the power of that training. And then I went through another upheaval. And this is so fascinating because I just had a very powerful reading an hour before we started our call.
Oh, wow.
In which the person shared with me that all of this was designed in the astrological planets and everything like that. So it was really profound to hear that. I went through a really challenging time, and that was that I wasn't in the right environment to keep supporting me and moving forward. And I didn't have the courage to say to my friend, I'm going to go and get another apartment, because I didn't want to hurt her feelings. And that was a lesson I needed to learn, that had I put myself first instead of thinking that it was more important to be considerate of somebody else's, what they might think of me. I guess that's the best way to put it. What would she think of me if I turned around now and then said I was going to go and get another space? And the second thing that I lacked was the courage to believe that I could generate enough money to be able to pay for another apartment, because we still had to pay for the mortgage on the house and everything. And so because I didn't take strong action and move forward from what I was teaching, I went into a tailspin, and I went kind of up and down after that, and eventually kind of just shut down totally and stopped doing my business. I had some small successes in the winter of 2013 where I offered programs and I did them live again, and got people taking one-day programs instead of six-week or eight-week programs, but it wasn't enough. And so I just said, okay, I quit. I'm going to just take care of me and not do anything. And then in March of 2014, I met a very powerful astrologer, and he told me that my chart was set up to say that nothing would stop me. And he said, you're a teacher and an author. And he was really leery about saying that to me because I was already 65, and I know when I walked in the room, he could probably see that. And he was like, why is he holding back? What's going on here? But he told me afterwards, he was afraid, what if I tell you that and you haven't done them? So I said, okay, well, no problem. I've been teaching my whole life. And I also have a book in the works, but I hadn't done anything with that. So that gave me that thing like, okay, if that's true, if I'm supposed to make sure that I do not quit this time, I better start back to work again, because I've pretty much quit. I had been coaching one friend, and that was really getting me back in tune with my passion for what I was doing. And then right after, within a very short period of time, I got an email from the person who owns the radio network called newsforthesoul.com. And she invited me and said she was looking for an intuitive prosperity coach. And the first thought that popped into my mind, knowing how many other people out there are doing the same kind of work, was, I'm not good enough. And then I quickly said to myself, Rosemary, that can't be true, because if you got the invitation is for you. She wants you, not those other people. You have to say yes. So that started a complete reversal of all my experiences to get me to the place of going back into business. So I said yes to the radio broadcast. Then I said yes to using a very sophisticated system to keep track of my contacts and to work with my contacts. And then I hired a virtual assistant. And all of that is based on the fact that I know that you have to make the investment before the results can show up. You have to commit and you have to say yes and you have to be fully in the game, and then you will get your results. And that's, of course, as you know, the exact opposite to how we're raised in our society. We're raised to save for things and then we can do it, or we're raised to not take risks, and so many things that would stop a person from going forward. But I had that certainty that I came here to do something and I can't go without having completed it. And I'm 65 and I'm not going to have 100 years ahead of me, I don't think. So I have to do it now, and I have to do it right this time. So that's where I'm at. I started another Miracle of Money program and invited everybody who had invested in the program with me in the past to take it again for free so that I would have an audience. And I knew I was setting it up very quickly and that it was unlikely I would get very many paid people into it. So I just said, you know what, I'm just going to offer it and that will get me back into the game again. And I had wanted to expand and do it via webinars before, but I wasn't successful at that point in time in getting anybody. And so that was part of why I just kind of quit. And then this time I was successful because I was able to get a client from my radio broadcast, and then I got another client from another source and launched and ran a really, really good 6-week program over June, July. And that led into a small group coaching program and a private client too. So that's where I am to date.
I love it. Cause you know, it's, you show that you're at whatever age, we can always reinvent ourselves. And that is so key to be able to see that and go, I'm going to reinvent at 65. And I think that's really beautiful.
Mm-hmm. It is. And it's so fascinating because the person that I spoke with an hour ago gave me some insight into what I came here to accomplish. And so I know that I'm going to be reinventing myself a little bit more again in the near future. And yet everything ties together because it's spirituality, it's about money, it's about women. So all of those things are things that I've been working with. And it's really about empowering women to be the best they can be, to overcome all the obstacles that have been in their paths. And so many women are in the healing arts, but you know, that mindset has so much been around service without recognizing how important it is to also have compensation for your service.
Yeah, I see that as actually one of the biggest challenges in mind, body, spirit, is the marketing yourself as a business and also taking in the energy of money for what you do.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? I'd love to share a really great story because this is a powerful story, I believe, about the importance of knowing that selling is service and not selling is getting something for somebody. This person that I worked with today reached out to me by saying, I see you're on my email list and you're opening my newsletters quite a bit. I'd like to get to know you better. So that's a marketing strategy, right? Or a strategy to use to create a client base.
Right.
I listened to what she had to say. We had a wonderful conversation, and I said yes to working with her. So this morning was the first result of that contract, and I spent an hour and a half on the phone with her, and I was crying near the end because what she said to me was so powerful, and it made so much sense because she told me basically why I was here. She did an Akashic record reading, she did numerology, and she did astrology. And she told me the story of my life, in essence, why I came here, what I'm here to do, and it tied everything together because I know that, you know, one of the struggles that I've had and probably many other people have had is how do you find that exact market for whom you're supposed to serve, and how do you reach out in a way that's authentic to you, and how do you really help people from your authentic self? And when we finished the conversation, I said, you know, I just really want to tell you that you have completely, completely convinced me of how important selling is, because if you had not reached out to me, I would not have had this opportunity today. So I said yes, and I got a service that will support me in being able to do my work in the world in a much more effective way. And so for everybody out there who thinks, you know, selling is doing something to people, it is doing something of service for them. And we all need to be courageous enough to take that on, because whoever we need to serve must be there if we have the desire to serve them. We are helping them by reaching out to them and making our offers to them, because we can change their lives.
That is a beautiful story. Yes, that everything you said is so absolutely true. And thank you for sharing that. That was really, really nice.
Well, you're welcome. I think it's probably exactly why the timing worked out the way it did in terms of having the reading an hour before you and I were going to speak.
Exactly. Wow. So we heard now how that person marketed to you. So how are you marketing to your clients?
I've been doing it through a variety of ways. One of my first ones, and the one that I find is the most effective, is through networking. It's through getting out there and meeting people and having people get to know me personally. That's my best value, I think. And my second best one has been through my newsletter, because I'm expressing who I am all the time through my newsletter. And I get people responding back to me and telling me how powerful my message is and how much they appreciate it. So I know I'm reaching people through the newsletter. I recently participated in an opportunity called the Divine Biz Gifts Giveaway, and that was put on by Reverend Ann Presswell and Sherry Bowers. And I gained over 100 people in a very short period of time on my newsletter list as a result of participating in that. And they created a private Facebook group for all of us who were in the program. And so I've been meeting people through that as well, and talking about doing some joint ventures with some of the people who are in that program. So that's an expanding part of my business, because that was something I was looking to do last year. And I know I just wasn't in the right energy for that to happen. And now that I am in the right energy, those kinds of things are happening really rapidly for me.
It's amazing how it all comes to you when you're finally ready and open, and then it's all there sitting right in front of you. It's such a great, great feeling.
Yes. Yes, it really is. We have to be in alignment. We really do have to be in alignment. And it's interesting, and I'll say the name of the lady that I was working with, because she deserves recognition. Her name is Rebecca Hansen. And she just did a marvelous job for me, and I highly recommend her. So what she shared was the fact about those planets, right? So knowing that, I can kind of say to myself, even though I've done my very best to be loving and forgiving and not judgmental about the past, just knowing that those planets were in the skies and that period that I went through was designed helps on another level to let that all go and not make it mean like there's something wrong with me because I wasn't 100% successful and I didn't just go on a straight and narrow path right to the top.
And I'll point that out, that as entrepreneurs, we never go straight to the top. There are so many stepping back and moving forward. It's like two steps forward, four steps back. And you're like, what happened? But you learn. And as long as we're learning from every mistake that we make, then that's how you can grow and really take your business to the next level.
For sure.
Are you working on anything on social media? Something working for you there versus your just the newsletter?
I regularly post on Facebook. I like Facebook quite a bit for staying connected to friends and family and also for meeting new people and promoting my business there.
Fantastic. I know Facebook, some people, they squinch up their face and get grumbly when we say Facebook, but it really is such a beautiful tool.
It is, because in our area, it connects me with the people who are in the holistic field. And I can, you know, stay in contact with them and learn more about what their needs are and how can I be of service and also access then other practitioners that I need to keep me in really great alignment. So it serves a really good service to me and to the other people that I work with. So I think that one is really effective. I do have some things going on LinkedIn, and I participate in groups on LinkedIn. I need to be more strategic about finding the right groups for that, and I know that that can be very effective. It hasn't been my strong suit, though, and I'm using a little bit more on Twitter. I've been making a conscious effort to follow people and read what they're posting about and things like that as well.
Yeah, it's always just so time consuming though, isn't it?
I have to be very careful. Because I'm very easily distracted. So yeah. I have to be really, really watchful or I lose track of time and that's not good.
No. One thing I love to recommend this piece of software. I always have my clients use it. It's called Toggle and it's TOGGL and it's free and it allows you to set up different projects and you can monitor your time. And it's so helpful because then you'll look and you'll, I always set the timer when I start something and then I'll look and I'm like, wow, how did I spend 25 minutes looking on Facebook? It's incredibly helpful.
I'll look into that one for sure.
So do you set aside a part of your income for a marketing budget? Do you have a marketing and advertising budget that you use to promote your business?
I do. And that right now it's going to the radio broadcast more than anything else. Because that gets me out to a worldwide audience. So that's where I'm spending my marketing dollars right now.
Fantastic. I know we always have to set something aside to grow the business.
Yes.
So who is your ideal client? And when you're on the radio show, how are you marketing to them to bring that ideal client in to convert them into a customer?
Well, I would say that my ideal client is other people who do similar work. So coaches, therapists, and people in the healing world. Because of the hand analysis, Beth said that your best market is the one that is similar to you. And I've done my best to keep that in mind as I've moved forward. In my conversation with Rebecca today, we talked about it being primarily women, which it has been, and also that it's a lot to do with helping people with spirituality. So that it's all coming together in the sense that the Miracle of Money program is based on universal principles and very highly evolved spiritual principles. And that's what I've been doing on the radio program is answering people's questions and coaching people around their money issues, always using the laws of the universe and spiritual principles. and I'm able to invite them into my free webinars that I've been offering as a launch to another Miracle of Money program. And I can invite them to sign up for my newsletter through that, through the vehicle of the radio program. And the owner of the network is very generous in terms of sending out promotional pieces on our behalf. So I reach out to them that way as well. And I've, as I said, I did get one client in my very first one when I had just started the show. I got a client from Australia. So that was really exciting to you know, have just gotten on the air and have somebody sign up and work with me right away.
That's fantastic. And I'd like to point out, I like your strategy with the free webinar. Because if you can do a free webinar and give some information, give some value to the people for this problem that they have, then, you know, you start to build your list that way. And that's a great strategy.
Mm-hmm. I think it's really aligned with the idea of giving first and then receiving, because it is the solutions to people's problems. And if they feel that resonance and they feel like I am somebody who can help them, or what I teach is something that will be beneficial to them, then they have the opportunity to come forward and say that they want to work with me. And I am, my plan is to now be more, much more actively involved with reaching out to people through the newsletter and through the other contacts that I've made, because I think I've been hiding behind my computer too much and not doing enough personal things right now. So just this whole thing that's been going on in the past couple of weeks has made me very conscious that I need to be more direct with people and reach out and connect with them personally.
There's nothing like the personal connection. And it is hard, especially as entrepreneurs that are, that if we're, we're internet based, that you end up not talking to as many people, and you have to make that effort to pick up the phone and be, hey, how are you?
Mm-hmm. For sure. For sure. And it, go, it, you know, it kind of reminds me, if I want to do this through the internet, my best strategy to get started doing all of this was through networking and people meeting me in person. So it makes more sense for me to start picking up the phone a lot more.
Yeah, absolutely. So what has been your biggest challenge with marketing that you've faced?
Well, I would say the biggest one was figuring out what to say and how to market. So when I was working with David Nagel, he would say how, you know, the whole selling process is so important, and that those of us who had jobs before and didn't do selling, didn't realize that, because somebody else, like, I did not have to put those students into my classroom, but the marketing department of the college and the whole system had to do that. So I wouldn't have had students if somebody hadn't marketed. So I had to learn about how to do that in a way that was very authentic to me, and to get over any limiting beliefs around selling. And then also, it's been how do I define what I do and say it in a way that people understand it well enough? And I didn't know how to do that. And I listened to people tell me to do things that, honestly, I intuitively knew were not in alignment. They didn't feel right. And yet I thought, okay, they know better because they're successful. And I did what they suggested, and it never worked. It never worked. So I spent a lot of time doing things that were ineffective, to come to the place now of saying, you know what, if it doesn't feel genuine and it doesn't feel like it's really me being me and being the best version of me, not the shrinking violet or the one who doesn't want to be the leader that I am, but the, from the highest place of myself, to spread that message and say it in a way now. I've learned enough about how to use the languaging that will help people see that I'm offering a solution to a problem rather than I'm promoting a process, which they're not interested in. They want to know that I can solve a problem for them. And I didn't know that for a long, long time.
Yeah. Problem solving is key. And not even the problem that we think needs to be solved, but the problem that they want to have solved.
Absolutely.
Right. There is a difference because you can see what needs to be fixed, but if they think it's something else, you have to talk to them in their own words, and that's so important.
Yes.
So looking back on your journey, if you had to do it all over again, and you have had quite the journey in the whole process, what would you have done differently?
I would have embraced my authentic self sooner. And I know that is really, really essential, because I tell people all the time to be who you are and to, you know, embrace whatever is in your hands that says this is why you came here. And I think that for me, I had a lifetime of limiting beliefs about myself that I needed to release. And the best path has been through spiritual awareness, because as I became more and more and more and more connected to real spiritual truth, it's helped me to see that I now believe that God sees me as perfect and sees you as perfect and sees everyone else as perfect. And so if we could only see ourselves as perfect and lighten up on our judgments, we would not be as afraid to be who we authentically are. So that's what I would have done first. Really, really connected to the spiritual essence of who we are and operate from that place.
It's a beautiful, beautiful thought, and something we should all take to heart. It's, again, if we're not in alignment, no matter how hard we push, nothing's going to come up for us.
Right.
Absolutely. So now, where would my listeners find you if they wanted to find out more about your Miracle of Money program? Where were they going to come find you?
Well, the easy one is rosemaryheenan.com. And the longer one is the miracleofmoneymentor.com.
Perfect. And your radio show, when can they hear that?
It's on alternate Wednesday afternoons at 1 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Eastern, on newsforthesoul.com.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for sharing your beautiful story and all the information you gave us. It was a pleasure and a blessing to have you here.
Thank you, Kimberly. I really enjoyed it.
You have been listening to The Mindful Marketing Show with me, your host, Kimberly Maska. You can get more information about this episode and all of my episodes at mindfulmarketingshow.com. There you will find all of the show notes and links to the books and business resources we discussed. Again, that's mindfulmarketingshow.com. Until next time, be passionate, be inspired, and live your dream. Have a beautiful day.